Berenson sent this out yesterday. Okay. Two things. Number one, the new Omicron specific mRNA Corona Doom boosters are worse than useless. This is what Biden got yesterday. A new paper says people who got them actually generated fewer antibodies to Omicron than those who got the older shots as a booster, and far fewer than people who had a natural Omicron infection. And under this then, okay, this is what Biden says. If you don't get it, you die, sucker. You die, sucker. Fiorella was talking about, I don't know how it came up today. How did Mr. T come up today? Oh, breakfast cereal. Somebody said something about, well, Mr. T's name in the A-team was B-A, right? And she said, oh, I don't know what B-A stands for. And she said something, Barack or something. I went, no, it's bad attitude. wasn't Mr. T on the A-team, wasn't he B-A bad attitude, something or other? Maggie says, I thought it was bad ASS. I don't know. Bad attitude? Bad ASS. I pity the fool. I pity the fool to get the corona. I pity the fool to get the Omicron vaccine. You don't need a booster, fool. What you need is vitamin D, fool. And then Berenson had this one, so number two. The best conspiracy theory that you'll hear today. Given how unbelievably badly the Omicron-specific boosters are performing and the ongoing issue with all-cause mortality in the mRNA countries, no one's talking about this. I haven't even been updating you on this. This is bad. The kill rate now from the pro-vaxxed is growing. It was already horrid. But it's in the further away we get from the ground zero moment that everybody gets the jab or you go to jail or whatever, it seems that the long-term effect is mortality for many, many people. Look, there's Tim Whitmer. Look, right there.
Asked around town when Gretchen Whitmer said that kids were out of school for 3 months. You know better because your students are the ones that are desperate.
Okay, I was trying to get Dim Whitmer because I wanted to just illustrate the case. That woman is perfectly possessed. Look at the difference next time it comes up, just look at the photogenic difference between her and Tudor Dixon. Back to Berenson. Is it possible that Pfizer planned to price their mRNA shots at $110 or more a jab going forward to discourage widespread use? That's an interesting point there, Alex. So what he's saying is they know how bad it is. They've already made almost $1 trillion off of this. And in order to avoid future liability lawsuits for all the people that are going to drop dead in the middle of an activity from a heart attack, from being death jabbed, they may be going like, I think we're going to raise the price on the death jab. Yeah, it's going to be $100. It's going to cost you now $1,000. So he says, and Berenson says, insurers might suck up paying $20 a shot for a zero efficacy vaccine for 150 million people. In the American medical system, $3 billion is barely a rounding error, but $120 a pop, that'd be $18 billion, more than insurers spend on any other drug in 2021. Interesting point. What else do we have here? Oh, this is a good one. Not a good one, a good bad one. This is from the Epic Times. Adverse surgical outcomes from gender-affirming surgeries. By the by, I'm just going to make the point again. Anyone that's campaigning for any office, if you really want to win, and if you really want the common sense Joe Sixpack guy to not only vote for you, but actually, well, do you like him is what I want to. I know you love him, but do you like her? Come out against tranny, mammy, insanity, demonic madness. You can say it commonsensically. You don't even have to make the religious argument. I hope that they will. But you can say it commonsensically, and you can say it's not fair. Physically speaking, it is not fair for the boys to compete with the girls. Kind of like what Ron DeSantis said the other day. After disquieting videos have come to light, including a 2018 video of VUMC assistant professor Dr. Shane Taylor talking about the profitability of top surgeons, this is a woman at Vanderbilt Hospital, and hormones for the hospital in Nashville, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and Senior Senator Marsha Blackburn called for an investigation of the pediatric transgender clinic at Monroe Correll Jr. Children's Hospitals, which is part of VUMC. Go, Marsha Blackburn. Yeah. So the Zeitgeist is going to come to an end. All that remains to be seen or to be done is to see who is going to pay for the unfathomable damage, mental and life damage, that has been done to now tens upon tens of thousands of children who have been irreversibly, chemically, and surgically mutilated. This is going to make the Tuskegee Airmen look like a little experiment at a junior high school in Peoria, Indiana, or Peoria, Illinois. Oh, no, we didn't actually experiment on any people. No. We did it in the Petri dish. We had some cells, you know. Tens upon tens of thousands of irreversibly damaged human beings. And that's what this story is about. That finally now, so you have the governor of Tennessee. You have the governor of Tennessee, you have the governor of Florida, you have the governor of Texas. There's one other one out there. They're basically saying, nope, no more. That's it. These people need to be investigated. This is pure, up, unmitigated, evil personified, and they're taking it out on the children.